thank you very much. So, Dr. Botkin, you'd be one of the 97% that's talked about, and certainly, you know, you feel like man is contributing and this and that, but certainly you're not one that feels like the models are acceptable. And I suspect that you have many of your cohorts that are in the same camp.
Well, I think the key thing here is that science is not a rule by majority method. That's the important thing. It's discovery. And I'd like to quote Jonas Salk, the inventor of the polio vaccine. He said, "I get into a dialogue with nature and put the question to nature, not to my colleagues, because that's from whence the answer must come." And that's what I do. I always look at the data. And also Richard Feynman, one of the great 20th century quantum physicists, said science is the belief in the ignorance of experts. So to keep saying it's a majority, that's not a scientific statement, and it's not correct. I've spent 50 years working on climate change in a very constructive way, and what I can tell you is that since about 1990, the data has started to move in the other direction, away from an important effect by human beings, and that's just what the facts show.